Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Some lawmakers say Ogden Driscoll is acting like he's king of the legislature. Others defend him. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Some members of the Wyoming legislature are saying Senate President Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower is acting like he's the king of the Senate in the wake of removing Senator Dave Kinski as the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Driscoll stripped Kinski of Sheridan of his leadership position last month for what he said was a lack of communication between himself, the rest of the Appropriations Committee, and his failure to attend in person a management council meeting in March. After making two attempts to meet with Kinski in person about the matter in his hometown of Sheridan, Driscoll said he finally gave up and delivered Kinski the news in a voicemail. Driscoll told Cowboy State Daily, "It's an accountability for how the budget session is run that plays directly back to me as Senate President." Driscoll did not remove Kinski from the Appropriations Committee entirely. Senator Sherry Steinmetz of Lingle sent an official letter of objection to Driscoll about his decision last week. This kind of maneuver creates unnecessary chaos and is not conducive to the methodical and deliberative nature of the Senate, nor consistent with our governing rules, she writes. In a separate letter dated May 4th, Steinmetz said the role of Senate President is one of service, not a kingship, and accused Driscoll of trying to build his own kingdom. Representative Landon Brown of Cheyenne said that the chairman plays a critical role in deciding what bills will or will not be heard by a committee. He said, quote, "You set the topic, you set the tone." Cowboy State Daily went on to say that although Brown believes delivering the news to Kinski over voicemail may not have been the best practice, he said Driscoll was fully in his rights to remove Kinski as chair. He said the move would be no different than if it had been made by House Speaker Albert Summers or Majority Floor Leader Chip Nyman. The City of Gillette Parks and Beautification Board is hosting the Just Breathe Mental Health Awareness 5K this Saturday, May 13th. It's a free event happening at Dalby Park at the Edwards Shelter at 9 a.m. It's a great opportunity to support Mental Health Awareness Month, get outside, and learn about mental health resources in our community. Come see the amazing new resource that will provide information and hope to our community. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.